despite distractions coming up.
Right. Wow.
All sorts of things. So they seemed to really like the juggling.
Wow. And Jacob was on with you?
Jacob was on. Yeah. So as I was putting the outline together, I just started to feel like, I mean, I knew I can do a full day, but I just felt like I needed like a little bit more.
Good
and I
you.
Was thinking about offering an outreach piece. And Jacob and I have done a couple things in the past. Because you know, I've worked with Michael and Michael sure. works with Jacob. And so we're kind of all connected. And so we've done some things with Juggling Life with the outreach component
yep.
That he does. And now he's launching this new program, Do Good and Juggle, where he's
yep.
doing the buy one, give one juggling balls. So we've done that. And I was thinking, since they mentioned even a possible additional morning or afternoon team building piece, I was thinking that was where an outreach piece could fit in really nicely with maybe one of their healthcare community partners. So I spoke to him last week, and he has a lot of, you know, he has a lot of great experience in the healthcare. His PhD was in, you know, building communities around healthcare, and it just seemed like it could be a really good fit.
He's got good cred in that world.
Yeah. And then, you know, just being able to, you know, one, being able to have two jugglers tying in the teamwork idea makes it even more visually interesting, I think. But then he's bringing some additional elements like the healthcare and like some of his community leadership work that I think would complement nicely. And it just, I think I just feel a little less stressed having another person to help.
You know, I read through your thing.
And, first one.
Yeah, I read through your thing and I knew it was late and it was, you know, right before. And if anything, I think you had too much there. But did they see this or did you just work off this?
They saw it. I don't know how much. I mean, I saw that nobody had opened the pop page until like 2 minutes before the call.
Textbook.
So I don't know how much they really read of it. They
gotcha.
Said, oh, yeah, we've looked at it.
No, they probably thought it looks pro. It's great.
But I just wanted them to see that there is like a depth of information there, because I think their concern was, is there enough to fill a whole day? So I was.
Oh, and Jen, you know, it's amazing. You took your speech and broke it into a day. You know how you have
right.
the modules and the lunch break, and then we're. And like everything, every one of them, you reference somebody else, you know, the expertise you're leaning into. And I didn't see anything in here that was like, oh my gosh, this needs to be changed. It was,
okay, great.
You
Thanks.
Know, it's just real, you know, real solid. It's the natural way to next step a keynote into a full day thing. It's, mm-hmm. it's really exciting. So,
yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about doing it with Jacob, and I'm excited about, you know, more opportunities for that partnership moving forward from, you know, from either of our end, you
right.
know, I think that could be a nice compliment.
Then you just need to figure out something to do with the third member of playing by air. And I think you'd have.
Right. So we have to figure it's in Pasadena on okay. May 2nd, 3rd. They're still deciding on the date. Got to figure out what I'm doing with Gianluca, because I've never left him overnight yet. And this would probably be two nights. So I'm
yeah,
like freaking
oh yeah,
out a little
California.
Bit about that. And of course, Jacob has a little one who's only 3 months older than Gianluca.
Right.
So we're like, maybe we bring both of them. We'll see.
I know.
And,
yeah. Really lay in the constantly changing element of leadership, you know? Just,
right. Those distractions.
Yeah, those are distractions. And then plus, you know, who you guys became as, you know, you were leaders in this world. And then all of a sudden you're leaders of this little life. And yeah, that's really cool.
So yeah, so that's exciting. So that should be moving forward. It's now, I mean, probably we'll be each of us, you know, earning a little less than we would ideally want. The agent told me the budget's 10 to 12,000 for this.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to have a conversation now with him, with adding Jacob in, and kind of see where we stand with that.
How much did the agent know about you adding Jacob in? Did you just throw that in today?
I told him last week, just via email, that I had a partner I wanted to include on this. And he just kind of said, fine, you know, sounds good.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You
drive
it.
Well,
if you can get up to 12 and, you know, you don't need to split it, you know that you're,
right.
this is your gig, you're bringing
right.
on a,
right.
you know, a faculty member. So, you know, figure out something right. that makes sense for that.
So we'll work that out. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. That'll be really big for you to do. And it'll be good for Premier to see you in that light as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because yeah, you know, I've shared this with you. You're a different nut in that world. You know, you're not a white male talking head. You know, it's every element of what you do is different. And every year, you know, you can go with the tried and true, the Tom Wolfs, the any of the business speakers that people spend money to bring in. But you know, every couple of years, or as the new trend, let's bring in, you know, something that gets you in your body and doesn't look the same as it always looks. So I think it's just, it's an exciting step for you.
It sounds like they're going to be a good client. They even, I mean, they actually brought up the idea of follow-up in terms of, you know, they said in the past, sometimes, you know, their attendees don't necessarily retain what they've learned. Sometimes they've tried to, they've tried to do webinars. And would we be, you know, open to doing some of that? Of course.
Yeah.
So that's a, another conversation to have about how we can add some follow-up videos or webinars for them.
Yeah. And I wonder how tied in they are to that 10 to 12 budget, you know, as you present this stuff, because that's, you know, that's a really reasonable amount of money. It's, you know, it's low.
Yeah, and Jacob and I were talking initially, maybe, you know, maybe they, we give them something included in that budget, like some sort of standard video, but then it's almost like a, if they want to have the, you know, the live webinars or there's additional engagement pieces that we could add on. I don't know. I have to figure that out.
Okay.
Maybe there's some additional budget there for that.
Yeah, I mean, follow-up webinars are great. You guys have the juggling balls, you have the postcards, and I saw that in there, what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, and a follow-up webinar is fun, but, you know, maybe even a, you know, to pitch it and to put it out there, just a series of quarterly videos, just kind of updated technologies, what to do, you know, what to add on now that we've got. And archetypes are really good, you know, like there's these leadership archetypes that I hear about, you know, and I've read about them in some books, but, you know, like in, you know, humanity, there's like the lover, the warrior, the magician, the king, you know, that's like, so I don't know if there's something like archetypally you can do, just something else to look into. And you know, Jacob's got all that research on that stuff. So,
okay. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Some way to do that. So let's shift this over to this money game, because I think there's an interesting opportunity here for you with this new momentum you've hit on. Just like booking one feels pretty damn good, I bet.
Yes, feels great.
So we can talk about the mother juggler stuff too, but I want to just cover a little bit for just for other people doing the money game that we can share this with. Is this spreadsheet that I have here that you shared with me, is this still up to date? Is this date?
Oh, no. It's, let me see here.
You have anything else you've done on
it? No, yeah. I have a few more. I'll just mention, I don't know if I can send it to you easily.
Okay. What was the last? You didn't update this.
I forgot to update the Google.
No, no problem. Okay.
There's this, what was the last one on there? There's an Alzheimer's. Right. Okay. So that's pretty much up to date. Then there's just this additional 10 to 12.
For the one you're doing. Okay.
Speakers Bureau gig, but I think that's actually, yeah. And the Alzheimer's gig is not happening.
Okay. Yeah. Keep that up to date just so I can take a look at it.
Yeah. But I'll update that.
Okay.
That one was a really kind of frustrating one for me. Someone reached out to me that I had done an event for a nonprofit conference about 4 years ago, and they'd held onto my card. They said, I've been waiting 4 years to bring you in for our lunchtime keynote. Now, finally, I have the opportunity. It was a sit-down lunch, 300 people at a really nice, you know, hotel ballroom. So, I mean, I'm sure the money's there. It's an all-day education and research conference for the Alzheimer's Association of New Jersey. We spoke. I did a whole customized, proposal for them. Oh. And before I did that, we had the initial conversation. I asked about their budget, and she said, "Well, I can't really say. You know, I don't have a sense yet. I have to go back to my team or whatever excuses." We typically don't pay our medical speakers. We usually just pay their expenses. But we know for a lunchtime keynote, we need to pay speaker, and we want to get someone of quality. So,
yeah,
you know, give us your proposal.
All the right
things. So I send them a proposal for $7,500. And she came back to me and basically said, it's just way out of our budget. We only pay $1,000 typically stipend for our medical speakers if they request it. So we can offer you $250 for 30 minutes. That's what she said to me. And I was like, first of all, you say you pay $1,000, and how am I not supposed to be insulted when you that now offer me $250 for 30 minutes? Just so, and it's.
Yeah.
So I was a little like, how was I so off with that? But I guess, you know, there was, I don't know. It just seemed
I wouldn't throw it out of the water. I would also just look at somebody sponsoring that big event. You know, there's maybe a corporate sponsor that wants to take care of the speaker for the day. And, you know, that's up to them, but it's definitely not a problem for you just to jump back in and say, hey, we're way off on the budget. I'd love to work together, but, you know, I don't want either of us to have to compromise. Is there perhaps a corporate sponsor you have in there that would like to have, you know, Jen Slaw Entertainment work it into the talk, mention that they sponsored the event here?
That's a good idea. Actually, I didn't think of that. I actually sent her someone, an up-and-coming speaker friend of mine who's in the healthcare industry who I thought could be a fit, who, you know, would be actually be willing to do it for very little to get video and stuff, but they weren't even interested in him. But that's a good idea with the sponsorship idea. Yeah.
Yeah. There may be someone in there. There's always a way to wake. I mean, the main thing is getting them to want you. And then when they want you, it's just like the details, help them figure out the details on this thing. You know, and is there any way you could, you know, get something in advance, like, in 50 years when you're suffering, can you get like a coupon?
Well, they did offer me, they said I could have a table and space to showcase myself in their show.
Right, that's not the thing,
Store, which is not really helpful to me.
Right.
But beyond that, yeah, it's pretty up to date. Otherwise, I've submitted, I think, around 84,000 in proposals.
Right.
Of the 150, and I've booked 6,500 plus whatever this premiere book set.
Okay. And what's happening with active follow-up on any of these? Are you putting them out and then letting them sit, or?
The problem with most of these that I've done so far have been through Speaker Match.
Yep.
Because I've just been, you know, I've been so swamped that I just decided, okay, I need to get back into things because I've kind of not been sending out proposals the last year. So I went into Speaker Match and just kind of started getting myself back into the swing of sending out proposals. And there's not a whole lot of active follow-up I can do through that. The other ones, let me just look at the other ones.
And in Speaker Match, I remember you can kind of see if they've opened it, if they've responded, if they've declined it. There's all the, and besides that, there's no.
Yeah, one of them I had shortlisted, and then we had a phone conversation.
Okay.
And what happened with that? Then ultimately, they decided the fee was too high. That was for that one I thought was actually a really good fit. It was for a Six Sigma motivation.
Who you already have touched
on. And I had done something with Six Sigma with Starwood Hotels. Right. They had listed their budget at $5,000. I had quoted them $7,500, and ultimately they said budget was an issue.
Where was that going to be? Let's see. Oh, Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Oh, that would have been fun. Yeah. I could have met the little man. Dang it.
Yeah.
Take it. I'll pay the other $2,500.
Do it. So I could try to go back to them. I don't know when was that. That was February 22nd. The last time I talked to them, and they said they were going to go in a different direction because my fee was too high.
Ah, dang. Okay. Gosh, you know, Jen, it's like, I hate that. If someone's interested, I always just try and find a way to make it work. You know, and it wouldn't be bad to write back to them. Did you have some, you had a conversation, so you have some way to get back in touch with them. Mm-hmm. Drop them a line and offer a series of follow-up, even just, you know, 30 days after the event to see how everything's landing, any questions. And then you have some videos. I know you've made these things that you can send out to people. But oftentimes people can get a sponsor for the additional fees, especially if it's this thing, and you can just up the value on this thing. Say, I don't want to compromise on my price. I don't want you guys to compromise on your budget, but is there something I can offer you? I really want to do that one. There's someone in Grass Valley wants to meet my son. No, that's not really, that's not really a great reason.
Okay. Yeah. I'll reach out to them again.
Perfect. Find a way to do it where you're not, you know, where you're just bringing more to the table for them. And just say you're doing this for a client that you're doing in Pasadena, you know, next month. You just, like, you're finding out that sometimes it's just the one-time event. That's the budget. You see it. But there's other money in Six Sigma for educational, for ongoing training. So it may just be a matter.
Yeah, I think it was it was like some kind of government organization. It wasn't corporate.
Yeah, government group.
It was some kind of government group that they didn't have any sort of Six Sigma connection, but one of their team leaders, you know, had been exposed to it and wanted to bring in a speaker who could kind of tie in principles of Six Sigma to productivity. So
Yeah, that's great. Oh yeah, I see your
the government issue may have been an issue with funding. I'm trying to find my notes on that.
Oh, you know something that might have been really fun to put on this page. I'm just looking if you did it, but you didn't put that that Good Day Sacramento TV show.
Oh, yep.
So use that in the follow-up email. Just say, I can help you craft that email, really. But I think this, the main bullet points are, been thinking about your event and the other experience I had in New Orleans with Six Sigma and the impact of it. And I just want to offer some things that I'm doing for other clients, one in California. And then make the PS, my last experience in Sacramento was a lot of fun. Click here, take a look at it on Good Day Sacramento. Just little things like that, because they may still be going, what are we going to do with this thing?
Yeah, okay.
And if you find out that they're not, oh yeah, and you were including balls and...
Yeah, I think I was already, I forget what...
Oh, I see, you had the one. Yeah, I want you at this one. This would be really good. Even though you probably won't bring the man, I get it, but...
Let's see, what had I... Yeah, okay, so I had done 75 and 85 for the balls.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'll try, I'll reach out back out to them.
Yeah. I mean, you have all that good stuff right now that you've written for the Pasadena show, just even being able to deliver that stuff in short videos directly for them, you know, once a month, whatever they want. You know, and just telling them that you have four follow-up modules that you can deliver at whatever pace they want. And also a live webinar where you can just jump on a Zoom conference with all the attendees and just kind of say, hey, what's going on? What have you used? What have you not used? Why haven't you used it? What experiences have you had? That's huge. I mean, that alone is worth the price you're charging, and especially after they've seen you. So,
okay.
Let me just put a few more notes about this.
Just making some notes.
Okay, good. Yeah, because this thing's about follow-up, you know, especially when you're working in this range. It's like, I don't want you to stop with silence. And you didn't. I mean, you've heard no one. How are some of these other ones on this sheet? Are these other ones on these sheets? Have they gotten to the place where they're, oh, declined? I see. Yeah, you have it in progress on some.
Yeah.
But I don't know how updated this is, so.
Other than speaker match, several, yeah, declined. Let's see, the $2,000 one, that's kind of a general ongoing thing with this, the relationship with this, those student success program.
Yep.
We're working out. So that will be, I'm sure that will be something. I'm not exactly sure what form that will take yet.
Okay.
Turner is the one that's in progress. Yeah, 6,500. That's booking. At originally, I'd quoted 9,500 with balls and a lot of other stuff we're doing.
Gotcha. Okay.
6,500 without balls and
okay.
Some other stuff.
So when you do it without and you don't bring any props like that, is that just a keynote you're doing? You're not getting the interactive part?
Yeah, I'm gonna do peacock feathers, but it's a shorter. It's only a 45-minute.
Oh, gotcha.
Talk keynote. So, awesome. You know, I'll bring people down to do some demonstrations in the front of the room.
Perfect. But, oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so good. Okay. All right.
And then beyond this, I mean, I really want to figure out kind of this relaunch idea. And it just feels a little overwhelming. Like I've been, not in touch with people for so long the past year, with Gianluca and everything and kind of figuring out how I want to, you know, kind of reach out to everyone again, like, hey, I'm back. I still kind of haven't done that. I've just been doing it on a one-on-one basis.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let me stop this recording just for the money game folks. And then we'll just do another one.
Okay. But yeah,